Hi, I'm Ray Hager, subbing for Sam Shad, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Ken Adams, the editor-in-chief of the Adams Gaming Report, and we're going to be talking about the intersection of sports and gambling. That's coming up next on Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, I'm Ray Hager, and welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Ken Adams of Reno. He's the producer and editor of the Adams Gaming Report, which is distributed by CDC Gaming. Now, the Adams Gaming Report is a worldwide daily synopsis of gaming news across the globe. And Ken, I got to say, when I was the gaming reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal, I read it every morning and I learned a lot from it. So thank you for that. But I wanted to start with the juxtaposition of sports and gaming and how it impacts Nevada. And the first thing I wanted to take up is horse racing, which is a pretty fairly big business for Nevada sports books. And recently at Santa Anita Park in California, over the last 2 years, more than 60 horses have died since 2018. One died just this last Sunday when he fell during a race and they had to euthanize him. And, you know, California Governor Gavin Newsom is talking about ending sports racing horse racing in California. His quote was, he told the New York Times, "I'll tell you, talk about a sport whose time is up unless they reform, that's horse racing. There's been incredible abuses to these precious animals." Saying that, Ken, if California bans or outlaws horse racing, how is that going to impact sports books in Nevada?
Well, it's certainly, Santa Anita has three schedules a year, and there's a fair amount of money bets on them. I don't know, given the fact that there's racing all over the world, and the Nevada books handle all the races, and that the key races, the ones with the big money, change weekly to where they are. 1 week it's the Kentucky Derby and it's someplace else, and every week there are big races that draw attention. So I'm not sure that the Breeders' Cup is going to be at Santa Anita this year, and that's mm-hmm. the big one at the end of the year. But I'm not sure in the long run that it's that significant to Nevada.
Okay, now the Breeders' Cup, do you think it's in any any jeopardy of being canceled because of the governor's response to these?
No, I don't think the governor could unilaterally outlaw horse racing.
No, it comes from the legislature.
So it has to come from the legislature. So I don't know that his comments are anything but a warning to the industry that he's looking at it.
Okay. Another thing about sports, of course, betting on college football, college basketball, is huge for Nevada sports books. And recently, Senators Chuck Schumer, of course, the Democrat from New York, and Senator Mitt Romney, the Republican from Utah, are in the early stages of getting together a federal sports betting legislation, according to ESPN. Now, the NCAA wants a carve-out where what would ban betting on college sports. It reminds me a lot of the controversy back in 2001 when Senator John McCain of Arizona proposed a betting ban on college sports. Now we have 13 states that take action legally on college sports. What do you think? Do you think this latest proposal is going to die like the ones before?
I can't see how they can reverse the direction at this point with 13 states and more of them in the considering it and coming online. It's very strongly going to be considered by most states as a states' rights issue. The federal government would have to, there'd have to be some strong reasons, I think, for legislation to pass that put any kind of a ban, and how the college sports could be opted out, I don't know. It's in theory it's possible. I just don't think it's likely.
How much, an estimation, how much of the action taken on at Nevada sportsbooks is from college athletics?
Well, I think it depends on the season. During the summer season, not a lot, obviously. And against the NFL, it doesn't outweigh the NFL. I don't know what the numbers are, the percentage-wise. In the basketball season, I think that the college sports win out over professional sports through basketball.
And isn't the NCAA tournament one of the biggest betting weekends
Absolutely.
Okay, let me turn to some things down in Las Vegas. The name Tillman Fertitta, he's the third cousin to station casino owners Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta. And this guy's pretty wealthy in his own right. He owns the restaurant and hospitality giant called Landry's. Now he is reportedly in the market to buy a property on the Las Vegas Strip. He's alluded to plans from the Eldorado MGM resorts, or Caesars, excuse me, I'm getting these mixed up, Caesars resorts, to sell one of their properties. Do you think Caesars or Eldorado Gaming would sell a property to Lorenzo Fertitta?
They would.
They just sold the Rio and have a lease buyback.
Yeah, Caesars did that. This is pre-merger. Caesars is doing some things pre-merger that maybe Eldorado asked him to do, but don't know. And there's the Rio, it's not certain. In fact, it's predicted that the Rio will not be leased back by Caesars for more than 2 years. That will eventually go to somebody else. This is not a traditional REIT transaction. There's also rumors, not related to this trip, that Harrah's Reno is one that they're unloading before the transaction. Now, whether or not it's true, I don't know. But in any case, clearly Eldorado, once the merger's finished, wants to reduce the number of properties they have on the Strip.
By how many do they have now, and what do they want to reduce?
I did a rough count, and I'm not sure it's accurate, but I have 7 or 8 on the strip. Mm-hmm. And their criteria for the ones they keep are going to be, I think, the ones with the largest footprint, the best cash flow, and the ones that have had the most recent investment by Caesars. Caesars has put money into some properties significantly, but not in others.
Okay, hold that thought. We got to take a break. I want to keep on this subject. We'll be right back with Ken Adams after these few words from our sponsors.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Ken Adams. He's the producer and editor of the Adams Gaming Report, which is distributed by CDC Gaming. Ken, you mentioned Caesars Entertainment Holdings on the Strip and also Harrah's Reno. Now, Harrah's Reno, to me, seems like a likely property that they would sell because they already have the row, the three resorts in Reno. Harrah's Reno is off a little part, different part of downtown by the baseball stadium. What do they want to do? They want to get rid of it? This is nothing new, it seems to me. Harrah's did too.
My thinking on it, and this is no inside information. This is simply my analysis of the situation. I believe that the properties that they'll keep are the ones with the largest footprint, no matter where. And again, Harrah's Reno doesn't have a large footprint. You know, there's not. It's one thing. You can't expand it. You can't do anything different with it. You can't reimagine it in any significant way. You're stuck with the building. That it's also, they're old. The ones in Las Vegas that are, I think, that are on the chopping block, as it were, are the former Barbary Coast, the original Harrah's. That they're some, the Flamingo. They're old, tired properties. They've been refurnished and given a new name but they have the less cash flow, smaller footprints, and old properties that haven't had significant reinvestment. And so those would be difficult to manage and easier if you could unload those. And the ones that they'd want to keep are the ones that were the opposite, that had the largest footprint, the most recent investment, and the best cash flow.
Is it going to be difficult to sell these properties if they don't have good cash flow and smaller footprint?
Possibly, but there are some people who would like to own property on the Strip. and property on the Strip's expensive.
Well,
And then they can tear down a building and build a new one. It's been done in Las Vegas more than once.
Okay. What about the holdings at Lake Tahoe? What is the future of those? Which holdings at Lake Tahoe does Caesars now hold? And what do you think about them, what's going to happen in the next 5 years?
I think when the merger's over, I think they have all but one at the South Shore. But I don't know the answer. To me, as an outsider, it doesn't make sense to keep all of them. But they would not command, I don't believe, under current circumstances, very good prices because the market is very, very challenged. And I have no idea what they plan on doing. The old Harvey's Harris configuration in the modern world does not seem to me like it would work, that it would require some major reinvestment to make it a property for 21st century customers.
Well, what would you do how would you reinvest, or what would you do to make it work, the Harvey's Harris configuration up at Tahoe?
I don't know.
Okay.
Spend $2 billion and tear things down and create new buildings that were 21st century buildings, that rooms that were 21st century size, that were all of that. And building at Lake Tahoe is not easy.
I was just going to say, with the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency,
yep.
quite a nightmare. Now, in reading about the sale and the lease back of the Rio, they talked about a future, wide non-gaming presence in the Rio. This is from the Las Vegas Review Journal. Uh-huh. What does that mean?
I don't think anybody knows the answer to that.
But it's got to be less gaming and more other stuff.
It has to be that somebody else has a different vision for the Rio once the 2 years and Caesars, and they have a new operator and a new plan in place.
Okay, one other thing about Las Vegas is there's so much going on with construction projects. Apparently, roughly $26.1 billion of major construction projects in the pipeline in Southern Nevada. We have the Raiders Stadium, of course, Convention Center expansion, the Circa downtown, MSG Spirit, the Venetian, for just a few of them. But I've read reports where the trade war with China, with the tariffs, is going to impact this in a bad way. And also, they're concerned about a labor shortage in Las Vegas. What do you make of this, and how is it going to impact all these things, you know, in the pipeline that are going to be built or planned to be built in Las Vegas very soon?
Well, it certainly raises the price of them. Mm. The cost of building it. The ones like the stadium and the expansion of the convention center, they're underway, three-quarters of the way completed, and it's not going to stop those. Genting and Resorts World is probably not going to stop those, but if you recall when 2008, when the recession hit, it stopped dead more than one project in Las Vegas, and some of those have not yet restarted. And if the price goes up too much, people just say it doesn't work, you can't pencil it, and then they don't continue. So I don't know what it means in the long term. It all depends on how much it goes up and whether or not, in the mind of the investors, it raises the cost of construction too much that it's not viable to build the property they had imagined.
Okay, Ken, let's take a break right here. When we come back, I wanted to talk to you about political betting in British sports books, if we can. We'll be right back after these few messages. More with Ken Adams of the Adams Gaming Report.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah. Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest, of course, is Ken Adams of the Adams Gaming Report. Ken, in Great Britain, unlike the United States, bookmakers can place bets on political stuff. Like, for example, Paddy Power has put the odds 2-1 that Prime Minister Boris Johnson will resign before the end of the year. This, of course, is because the United Kingdom Supreme Court ruled his decree to suspend Parliament was unlawful. Now, do these political bets in Great Britain, do they generate a lot of action?
They must generate enough for the odds switch pretty radically if the situation changes. So if something in the political, predicting how long Theresa May is going to make it, whether or not she's going to get approval for this, all of that, they update the odds all of the time. As they did with Boris Johnson, what you were referring to was when they changed the odds and increased the odds that he'd be leaving because they thought that, and it's not that they think, it's that the bettors think. They get enough people betting that they move the line, just like we move the line in Nevada, over when you have enough bets on one side, then it moves the line. And that it indicates in England the interest in the politics, and certainly the British bookmakers are going to push, like William Hill, that we have in Nevada, is going to push for it here.
What do you think the odds are, probably not 2-1, that political betting would become a legal reality here in the United States?
Not right away. I think we have to let this sports book betting play through its cycle. And once its cycle is completed, and as all the states have joined, they're going to join, and all the ones have gone to mobile betting and online betting and all that have done that, and all of that is gone through its cycle and reached a point, then there'll be more pressure for more income, and somebody will say, well, we could take bets on, and then it'll be considered.
Well, that would be kind of wild, I think. But continuing with sports betting, next year, the Las Vegas Raiders of the NFL are expected to debut in their new stadium in Las Vegas. Do you see a bump in Las Vegas sports betting because of the Raiders coming to town, or no?
I don't know that I do, but lots of other people do.
Can you maybe expand on that? Why? I don't see how it would have an impact because you can already bet on Raiders games. They're just not called the Las Vegas Raiders.
As you saw, though, with hockey, when Las Vegas had its own team, it made a huge difference in the interest in town. Las Vegas turned out to be a very strong sports town immediately. And I think that you'll see that with the Raiders fans are pretty dedicated, and they're going to be able to bet on the game in their hometown. I think it could be a very significant.
Okay. One last thing, the U.S.-China trade war, if we could quickly, and the political unrest in Hong Kong, how is that going to impact the Las Vegas-based resorts that are in Macau?
Macau is faced with a number of things. There's the Chinese economy is slowing down. There are some restrictions on Macau imposed by China. There's the Hong Kong demonstrations, and there's the trade war, all of which are said to be impacting, but nobody's sure exactly how much. Revenues have not grown the way they did in the past, and recently they've started to go down some months.
Okay, well, Ken, we got to end it right there. Thank you for coming on today. We'll be right back to wrap up this session of Nevada Newsmakers right after these words.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching. Remember, you can find all of the Nevada Newsmakers programs on NevadaNewsmakers.com and also on the YouTube channel. So please give it a look. Thank you.